Lake Council meeting to order, please. It's July 12, 2016, and it's 8:05 a.m. Thank you all for being here. And Pam, would you call the roll, please?
Chair Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
Senator Meyer. Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Huggins.
Here. Senator Huggins is online. Thank you.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Michiki. Senator McGuire. Senator Geisel. Representative Chenault.
Here.
Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson. Representative Drummond. 11 members present.
Thank you, everyone. We have a quorum, so let's move through several issues we need to take care of on contract approvals. And we have four of them, actually, I believe. And the first one is on the Office of Victims' Rights Lease Extension Approval. Representative Heron.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Council approve the agenda.
Thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. And Tina Strong, are you with us? Tina? There she is. Thank you, Tina. If you could explain this lease extension.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Tina Strong, the Procurement Officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. And renewal of lease number 3 for OVR's Anchorage office space expired on June 30th. We are requesting approval for renewal of lease number 4 for the period July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. And this is just a standard routine lease renewal, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions on this lease extension? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my question revolves around the Wells Fargo building and the ability to move the Office of Victims' Rights into that building. Just want to make sure that this doesn't in any way encumber us so that that can't happen.
No, this is, we need to do the renewal, and if OVR moves into Wells Fargo, we can work on that when that time comes.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just to further explain, it's probably not a good fit, OVR moving in with the legislature, so that would probably stay separate. Now, that's generally been the feeling in talking to OVR. Pam, do you have any comment on anything you talked to OVR, haven't you? Or?
I did talk to Taylor Winston, and they would like to stay in their space that is close to the court building there downtown.
Okay. Any further discussion, comments? I'll remove my objection, and roll call, please.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins. Senator McKinnon. Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
11 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Let's move on to the National Office of Lease Extension.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 5 lease extension with Wasilla Station LLC in the amount of $185,670.36 for August 1, 2016, July
31,
2017.
Thank you.
Discussion. For MATSU, renewal of lease number 4 for MATSU office space expires on July 31st, 2016, and we are requesting approval for a renewal of lease number 5 for the period August 1st, 2016 through July 31st, 2017. And again, this is just a standard routine lease renewal, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
11 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on then to the Juneau Storage Lease Extension Approval. Representative Harris.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Legislative Council approve renewal number one of the lease extension with Goldstein Improvement Company in the amount of $37,619.16 for July 1, 2016, June 30, 2017.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Strong.
The agency's lease for Juneau Storage at the Goldstein Building on Seward Street expired on June 30th. We are requesting approval for renewal of lease number one for the period July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. And once again, this is just a standard routine lease renewal, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator McKinnon. I have a question.
Yes, Senator McKinnon, please go ahead.
Could you tell me what we're storing there?
Certainly. Ms. Varney, would you explain that?
Through the chair, Senator McKinnon, at the Goldstein Building, we store each department of the agency has a section down there, including Ledge Finance, and most of our retention schedules are 10 years. So we typically keep 2 years of paperwork up at the Terry Miller Building, and then the rest go down to the Goldstein Building until it's time to get rid of those. The supply section has, we have the supply room in the Capitol Building, but we have a huge section down there where we keep extra items, so we have them on hand. We don't have to order them. When you guys need them, we could just run down to the Goldstein Building and grab them. I believe the maintenance department has a section down there where they keep some of their woodwork. And all of the Save-For boxes, when you guys move in and out, and you guys put in the hallway and keep the Save-For sheet on there, we store down at the Goldstein Building.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, is there any way that we can consolidate that storage with some other available property that we might have? It looks like it's 4,600 square feet. Is there available space somewhere else?
Through the chair, Senator McKinnon, we have been looking at consolidating, and we've been surplusing items out at our warehouse out on Short Street, but there's just not enough room out on Short Street, and we looked at the cost, and for the basement at the Goldstein, we are only paying 68 cents a square foot, and out at the warehouse, I believe it's $1.14 a square foot. So it is cheaper to have it down in the basement at the Goldstein, and it's close to the Terry Miller Building where we can just run down the street and we don't have to have drive time to go out and get whatever we need.
Thank you. Further questions, Senator McKinnon?
No.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments, Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Chairman, just I guess while we're asking questions, is this heated space or do we pay utilities on top of the lease space?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, it's a full-service lease. It is heated. It's in the building in the basement, but we do not pay the utilities. It's a full-service lease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions? No further comments or questions. I'll remove my objection and ask for the roll call.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Herron.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins. Senator Huggins. Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins. 11 yeas. Sorry, I couldn't hear him. No nays.
So the motion passed. Let's move on to the final cutter. This is the Fairbanks office space, the RPD. Under the procurement procedures, proposals are confidential until Legislative Council awards the contract. So we need to go into an executive session to review the proposal and then come out and take action on that RFP. Representative Herrick, we have a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. I ask the following individuals to remain in the room: Pam Varney, Doug Gardner, Katrina Matheny, Linda Hay, Tina Strong, and any legislative staff working for council members. We also welcome any legislators that are not on Legislative Council to remain in the room.
Thank you, Representative Heron. Any objection to going into executive session? Hearing and seeing none, then the motion passes, and we'll make those arrangements. Back into our regular Legislative Council meeting, and we have had a motion in front of us to approve the Fairbanks LIO. Any further discussion? Roll call, please, on the motion.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins. Senator McKinnon. Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
I did not hear Senator Huggins.
I'm sorry, I need to interrupt. Yeah. My mistake.
Senator Huggins is yes.
Okay,
we had a motion to go to executive session. Now we need a motion to approve the lease. I apologize for that. And I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Stevens, I don't know that I voted either.
She didn't.
We just interrupted the motion.
Microphone.
I'm sorry, we just interrupted the process here because I realized we only had a motion to go to an executive session, and now Representative Heron is going to make a motion to approve the RFP. So that was mistaken in calling for a vote so early. So I'd ask Representative Heron to make a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council award RFP 614 for the Fairbanks LIO and Fairbanks Delegation Office Space to Alaska USA Federal Credit Union for a five-year lease term with 5 one-year renewals at $16,940 per month with annual CPI adjustments.
Thank you. We have a motion. I'll object for purposes of discussion. Is there any further discussion to take place at this time? Again, I'd like to really thank the folks involved, the delegation from Fairbanks. Senator Coghill is at the table with us, but all the others who were involved in this very lengthy process. But particularly, I understand that the legislative officer there, and her name is Curry Sacrament, and apparently she did a brilliant job in getting this all done. So if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for now a real roll call.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Michicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
12 yeas, no nays.
Thank you very much. Let's go on to the final piece of business that we need to deal with. And this has to do with property that's become available at 524 Main Street. I want you to know first, I had nothing to do with this. It just appeared on my my telephone a few days ago when Juno Community Foundation called and expressed that they had some that they had now purchased that building at 524 Main Street and were interested in transferring ownership to the legislature. We have several folks here that we're going to ask to speak to it. Pam Varney, would you begin with some comments? I know you have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The assessment that they did on the property several years ago values the property at about $820,000. The operating expenses are from the owner are $9,570 a year. There is an apartment on the property that has rented for $1,750 a month. in renting out that apartment. It would be a revenue generator for us. We have in the past, over the years, had the city transfer property to us, but we put in quite a bit of money to renovate. There is no money that is needed to renovate this property. It was completely remodeled in 2006, and I'd be glad to answer any questions or have the Juneau Community Foundation talk.
Thank you. Let's ask the foundation to come forward if they would. We have a seat up there, Amy or Mr. Mayor or whoever would care to speak to it. Please do. We had an opportunity yesterday to do a tour of the building, and several of you were able to take advantage of that, and maybe we just begin by explaining the foundation and how it operates. And if you'd identify yourself, please, Amy.
Yeah, sure. I'm Amy Skilbred. I'm the Executive Director of the Juneau Community Foundation. A fund was established with the Community Foundation called the Capital Fund, with an OL, and that fund is to be used to support the Capital Complex. And what happened was this property became available. It's in line with the Capital Fund to purchase property like this and see if it can be used for the state, by the state for the Capital.
Thank you, Amy.
And for the record, I'm Reed Stoops, and I'm on the Juneau Community Foundation board. The purpose of the acquisition is to make it available to the state. It could be made available to the legislature. It could be made available to the administration. As you've noticed from your tours yesterday, the building's well suited for receptions, for meetings, for office space, for storage. Just generally useful since it's convenient parking, it's convenient to the Capitol, and would provide space, whether it's for the legislature or the administration, for official functions. So we're willing to donate it to whichever branch of state government is interested in using it.
Thank you, Reed. Mr. Mayor?
Ken Kelch, Mayor, Juneau. One of our eight goals as a assembly is to be a better capital city. Some of the ways that we do that or attempt to do that is through televising, through K2, the sessions, through acquiring property that can be used by the state to make it a better capital. This was one that was acquired through the Juneau Foundation, and I think it would be a very good fit for, as Reed pointed out, some storage, some offices, some reception area. It's very close to the Capitol, and I hope that you consider it today.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. While we have you there, one of the questions that has arisen has to do with the property tax, and you're the man that can address that, concerns about that being removed from the property tax rolls.
You use the word tax, right, Ben? If it's removed from the roll, for us, it's a win because it is one more, part that we're able to serve as a capital city, and that is one of our goals. So even though it's taken off the tax rolls, it hits our goal of being a better capital city.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, very generous offer on the part of the foundation. Thank you for doing that. Questions or discussion, anybody would care to bring up at this time? Yes, Representative Hito.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I wanted to also add to, before the House, it was remodeled back into a residence in 2006. It did serve as law offices, so the garage and the apartment were not there before, and the building served as offices, so I think it's pretty easy to have it work as offices again. It does have a benefit of being close to the Capitol, and it does have some large open spaces that could be used for gatherings and things like that that we don't have a lot of in the Capitol building.
Thank you. Further discussion, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate the offer, the very generous offer, for myself, I think, and probably the folks in the Massachusetts would consider this more expansion of government. And so I cannot support it at this time. I think it is a generous offer. Maybe there's other nonprofits that can take advantage of this, maybe sell it, rent it, do whatever they can to help their benefits. But I see this as more of an expansion of more government, and I don't think that's what we do right now, so I'd be not supporting this.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious about the engineering. Has it structurally been looked at? I don't want to get into a situation like we had with one of our other buildings where we had to expand and dig out a tank and spend a substantial amount of money removing hazardous waste, so our hazardous materials. So I'm wondering if there's been any kind of engineering done on this building, or if there's been anything that could at least assure that it's structurally sound over the next.
Mr. Chairman, through the chair to Representative Johnson, yes, there is. Before we purchased the property, we reviewed the engineering report with R&M Engineering. As Amy indicated, the property was totally renovated about 4 or 5 years ago. So there is a R&M report available for your use. So we wanted to make sure of the same things before we purchased it, so we wouldn't inherit any liability. But you're welcome to talk to them or look at the report.
Mr. Chairman, can we get at least an executive summary of that engineering report?
Sorry, I didn't.
Could we get at least an executive summary of that engineering report to take a look at? So
sure.
I'm not an engineer. Maybe Sam could walk me through it, but I'd like to at least take a look at the engineering before I.
Sure, that would be possible.
Because Mr. Chairman, it's the last building we bought for a dollar became very expensive, so I want to make sure that we're not falling into that same kind of situation.
Absolutely, I understand that. Yes, please. Is this Senator Machigi? Yes. Rather than us selling it, if we got to that point, we would need to return it to the foundation. Is that correct?
Through the chair, that's correct.
Thank you. Senator Machigi, any other questions?
I guess that answers my question. If we decide it doesn't work for the legislature, we don't have adequate use for it, we just return it to the city, and there's not a cost to the state for returning the building?
No cost to that. Yes, Representative Keto.
Mr. Chairman, I think I just had a clarification that it would be returning the facility back to the Juneau Community Foundation.
Yes, not to the city, but to the Juneau Foundation. Right.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, Representative Herring.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Would it be prudent for us to do our own independent engineering analysis?
I think we've that's a good question, and maybe that's true, but I think we are in a position that we need to make a decision sooner rather than later, at least an indication that we are interested in moving ahead with the facility. As I understand, should we decide not to do this, it'll be offered to the governor's office and potentially as a lieutenant governor's residence. That's something we could also do with it in the future. We decide that's the right thing to do. But we are at a time where we need to make a decision if we're interested or not. And if not, then allow them to move ahead with their plans, other plans. If we are, then to commit to it. So, I mean, I'd hesitate to say that we're going to spend a lot of time here doing a lot of analysis. Any response from the foundation on the timeliness of this?
Mr. Chairman, Reed Stoops. From our perspective, we would like to donate the property sooner rather than later, so we don't have to manage it and we don't have to rent it in the meantime, which we'll do if we have to. So we've offered it to the administration, we've offered it to the legislature. Pretty much whoever makes the quickest decision about who wants to use it and is willing to take it, I would assume that that's what we would agree to do. So at this point, the administration's also looked at it. We're waiting to hear back from them as well. We don't really know what they'll decide, just as we don't know what you'll decide. So That's about the best answer that I could give.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator McKinnon.
A couple questions, and then I'll state a potential or for a perceived conflict of interest. Mr. Mayor, you indicated that should the legislature take over the building, that it would come off the tax rolls. Isn't it the case that the foundation has already taken it off the tax rolls as a nonprofit?
No, but I'll let Amy answer that.
Thank you.
We put the property in an LLC, and because it's earning money that doesn't have to do through rentals, that doesn't have to do with the nonprofit, we actually would be paying taxes on it.
Okay, so
it's
on the tax roll. And I did a tour of that facility yesterday. But I'd like to place on the record that I've been a tenant in the apartment over the garage for the last 10 years. So the renovations were done at least 10 years ago because it was fully renovated under when the grocers owned it. So I went through two landlords, and a rent that started somewhere 10 years ago around $1,200 to rent that I believe was $1,750. Well, we were in session with a parking stall out front per month, and so I have nothing to do with the transaction or this new buyer at the foundation itself. I knew that the second landlord that had rented to me had put the property on the market at the beginning of this year or later last year. So, Chair Stevens, I need to know if I need to make a formal request to be excused from this. I'm not sure how to handle this. I don't benefit financially, but I have rented there for 10 years, and I have to renew that lease contract every year and ask for that space from the past landlords every year and then put down a deposit every year like any other renter would. But how should I handle this?
Well, I think we understand the situation you're in, Senator, and perfectly understand if you choose not to vote, that's all right.
Okay. Then my only other comment for consideration is that, you know, the geography here in close association with the campus of buildings that the legislature own is in proximity. So I really want to thank Juno, the Juno Foundation, the mayor, and all those associated with the foundation. My understanding for the quick request to us is there's a possibility that under the LLC then that they would go forward and rent out that building if the legislature wasn't interested, so that they would see a return on investment, but wanted to provide an opportunity to the legislature first. And so I would like to say that for me, it's just not a good financial time in my opinion, for the legislature to take on the responsibility of another building. But that building, speaking to a former question, or an earlier question, in the 10 years that I've been there, I know of no structural or mechanical problems that was faced. The only one that the apartment faced was a small unit on the inside that provided heat. I would think that that's the only thing I know of that would need immediate repair. But again, I was only there for 3 or 4 months every year in the winter months, January through April, most of those years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to share my personal rental of the property.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. A couple of comments on positive. I know there's some negatives to consider, also some positives. As I've talked about this with staff, Legislative Affairs, this would allow us a couple of garages for our van, which we now store out at Lemon Creek when we're not in session. It would allow additional parking kept for some, we're not sure how many, but maybe 5 or 6 additional parking spaces. It would certainly allow us to have receptions there, which we now have in the speaker's office, and also 4 or 5 offices upstairs. So there are some positives, and certainly some negatives to consider. Lunch and learns could be held there. It's a very pleasant building. I'm sorry all of you weren't able to see it, but I think you'd find it's quite beautiful. I think the person who owned it before me, before this, was my knee doctor, and I think the flooring was all mine. Anyway. Any further comments? Yes, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Although I understand the finances of the state of Alaska, I don't believe that this acquisition would cause a drain. If we decided to rent the current apartment that Senator McKinnon is currently renting on a long-term basis, that would bring in an additional $10,000, more than enough to pay for the utilities and everything else. And I would say that would probably be enough to take care of the maintenance and everything else. So I don't see a downside to the acquisition at this time, especially when the options are wide open for us. If we decide not to at a later time, we can so decide. But at this point, the positives strongly outweigh the negatives, in my opinion.
Adam Jordan.
Thank you. Just a quick question. You said that you offered it, also offered it to the administration. What has their response been, and what's the time frame and when you offered it to the administration versus the time that you offered it to the legislature? I'm just curious why the administration hasn't responded in a saying they wanted it.
Through the chair to Representative Millett. We offered it simultaneously to whoever wanted it, and the Guy Bell from the administration looked at it yesterday. It was his first walkthrough of the property, and the governor may or may not look at it, so it's happening simultaneously. So they're assuming their decision making will be roughly in the same time period as yours. So I guess we're indifferent as to who takes it, as long as it's part of the capital complex. So
thank you, Reed. Further on the issue of the rental space, it seems like it would bring in about $20,000. The cost of heat and fuel is about $10,000 or something like that. Could you clarify that, Pam? Any more specifics you could give us on that?
Yes. We were provided annual operating costs for electricity, water, trash, heating oil, and propane. And that annual was $9,570. Depending on the amount of rent that we charge, whether we're doing it just during the legislative session or we do it year-round, it would be a revenue generator offsetting those expenses. And it could be at least $10,000 a year, maybe even more, depending on how we rent the space.
And just to further follow up on Representative Heron's question regarding, I think, structural mechanical issues, can we say that if we were to, the motion we're facing is to transfer the property to the legislative council, if after that we find there's some major structural or mechanical issues, at that point could we return the property to the to the foundation?
To the chair, certainly. I mean, the property could always come back to the foundation.
I think that's a reasonable response, Representative Heron, to your concerns. If we find that it's that there are some problems, we can easily return that property.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
An independent analysis would be helpful. Also, I appreciate the list of expenses that are forecasted. The analysis would also dictate what would be maintenance and deferred maintenance needs and what kind of a budget that would be. But I do appreciate that we do have that option. If it doesn't prove feasible, we can return it at no cost. I appreciate that.
Good. Thank you. Further question, further comments? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess it's a question for Pam or someone. Are we landlords to any other facilities?
Are we
listening? Landlords, will this be the first time that we've become landlords and start charging rent and renting space out?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, we will be a landlord with Wells Fargo and have that revenue coming in, and probably about $100,000revenue coming in during those first 18 months.
And another question, are we exempt?
Could I add to that, too? State property often, if you look at the airport, we lease out property to restaurants and facilities, so it's a common thing, I believe.
Yeah, and I was just referring specifically to the legislature. And I was also wondering if we're exempt from the Landlord-Tenant Act, or if we would have to subscribe to that. Just so that's a question I have in terms, because you can get yourself in a bind renting property. And been a former landlord, and I emphasize former for just that reason. It can be a mess and a nightmare to start renting stuff out to people. So I caution that that's not much fun for Pam to have to get up in the middle of the night and unplug a toilet.
Fortunately, that'd be Pam's problem.
Yeah, thank you.
Not the chairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion or comments? Seeing you there. Oh.
Sure, this is Senator McKinnon.
Senator McKinnon, please go ahead.
I just want to clarify that during the tight rental market in the January through April time period when the legislature comes to Juneau. So I don't want anyone to assert that apartments can rent for $17.50 every month. I don't know if that's the case. That's possibly the case with tourism that comes in, but my experience is that probably only for the legislative session is in when there's high demand for properties. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the foundation's willingness to donate this land to the Capitol complex. I, like probably a couple others here, do have some concerns about, and while I've looked at it, and I haven't went through the facility, I've looked at it from a distance, and it looks like it's a well-maintained facility. You know, my concern is I understand that we can give it back if we decide we don't want it, and that there's no cost to us to take it. I just look at, as others have stated, I look at the optics of it, and only hearing about this just recently or you know, it coming into view here recently. I don't know if we're moving too quick or not. And so I do have some concerns about that. I know they've offered it to the administration. So I'm just kind of perplexed right now on whether I think that we really should take on this responsibility at a time that we're in right now. So other than that, Mr. Chairman, no other comments.
Senator Coghill.
One last comment, and thank you for what the foundation has done for Juneau. Greatly appreciated. So one of the things that I gauge this on is, first of all, I think the geography is exactly right. It's the right place for geography. Timing-wise, you know, it can be tough. But so what I did, I had to sit back and say, what do we need as a legislature? And I would not have gone there on this for a matter of need. It's probably economically a good decision. But at this point, I don't know that there's a need. And we could put it to use. As you said, there were some positives. So at this point, I don't know that it fills the need. And those are some positives. I'm probably going to just say not right now. I don't know that I'm going to say no, just not right now. So I think I'd like to see what the administration is going to do. And then I'll have to ponder probably further on if the need is something that we could actually fill some need. I like the idea of receptions. There's no doubt about that. But that is not a great need in our life right now. So anyway, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Further discussion? President Herring, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Legislative Council approve the transfer of the property located at 524 Main Street to Legislative Council.
Thank you. There's no further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, clarification?
Certainly.
A yes vote is a vote to accept the property?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Chair Stevens?
Yes.
Vice Chair Herring?
Pass.
Senator Coghill?
No.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Huggins? Senator McKinnon? Senator Machicki?
Yeah, this is Senator Huggins. I'm breaking up. My vote is no.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Senator McKinnon?
Pass.
Pass, okay. No. Senator Machicki?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Chenault?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Keto?
Yes.
Representative Millett?
No.
Representative Newman?
No.
Senator McKinnon?
I think we are going to recuse myself from this vote.
Okay, thank you. I guess I have everybody. Vice Chair Heron?
No.
Four yeas, seven nays.
So the motion fails. Thank you very much to the Foundation. We really appreciate your generosity in making this offer, and we look forward to seeing that use one way or the other.
And Mr. Chairman, if the administration ends up declining the property and we rent it, we'll come back a year later and see if there's a change of mind.
Thank you so much. Is there any further before the